days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
This fucking thing.
What a way to start a podcast. Just for clarity, he wasn't talking about the actual podcast there.
No,
he was talking about his specific microphone.
I have a problem over here.
He's been having issues with his microphone.
Whatever. My apologies. I should never start anything.
Maybe you have a screw loose. Hasn't that been said before?
Or a
dodgy wire. Maybe a wiring's weird.
Not too far wrong. Not too far wrong again. Just to be
clear, when he said this fucking thing, he wasn't talking about the podcast.
I wasn't. No, I was talking about equipment, and not even the equipment, more my use of it. I'll be honest with you. So there you go. It's Friday now again.
Here Friday.
These podcasts come around Friday. We have had a very strange turn of events. So it's been mentioned on the show quite a lot of late, where. Well, it's horrendous, really. What witnessing?
This is the effect it's having on him. This is what weekends now do to this man.
Yeah, Jim looks forward to the weekend. Now, let me put this. Let me try and contextualise this in a way. Jim looks forward to the weekend in the way that a man in the Andes plane crash, who has been starving on a mountain for months at a time, while surviving on eating his pals, looks forward to.
A McDonald's.
A bed and a McDonald's. That's how he looks forward to the weekend.
That much joy.
That's the joy. The relief, the expectation, the joy, the harmony, like the tears at 9 o'clock in the morning when he realizes, I'm nearly there. You can know when the doors open, you hear the music and all. Da, 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 da,
da. See what he's done there? He's got a subtle dig in there because that's the Jurassic Park music.
I didn't even know.
Dinosaurs. That's what he's saying.
And Jim goes back onto the mountain. And his missus is there in the house. Life finds a way as Jim strips off into his wild free self and becomes the true Jim McCabe. And that's his weekend. Yeah, he just fuck all with it, but that's his weekend.
I want to raise a point with you on that very subject.
Okay, whereas my weekend has now become such an intense. And I know, like, you know, and before all ye wankers, well, you should have thought about that before you had kids. Stop, you shouldn't have thought about it, shouldn't you? Before you blended your thing down with your trousers and all and everything, you should have thought about that. I know that. I don't regret it or anything. I'm just saying, it's difficult, you know. It should be okay. So the weekend is the hardest, by far the hardest time of the week. So when it comes to Friday, there's always a,
really?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Mother of God, here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. it's kind of like, it's you at the start of a, you know, you're on the starting line of a marathon every weekend, aren't you? And you're, or more so, not a marathon, more so, you know, one of those hell and back races.
Yeah.
PJ enters the weekend a bit like somebody entering one of them, you know. He knows, like, he'll survive it, of course he does, but it doesn't mean he'll feckin' enjoy it.
No, yeah, that's it, that's okay. Yeah. Do you know what I have to do this weekend? Try and convince a one-year-old to wear fucking shoes. He won't wear shoes. That's it. That's my weekend.
Yeah.
And it's like, literally, honestly, it's like, genuinely, like, it's like assassinations trying to get a shoe on him. It's the biggest drama ever. So, like, that's the small part. And then, you know, you're doing your freedom.
Yeah.
So we're polar opposite. And Monday morning at 6 o'clock is my favourite time of the week.
Well, yeah, which is literally my... I wouldn't say it's my worst favourite.
No, it's when I walk in here and see your face drop on a Monday. Then I go, thank God. Thank God.
I tell you what I wanted. You know the way I get lots of slagging out? Because it used to be, back in the day when PJ had a life at weekends, right? We'd be heading into the weekend, and on Friday, the understandable thing is, at the end of the show, you say, hey, any plans for the weekend? And PJ always had loads.
Loads of plans.
Motorbikes,
loads.
Dogs, feckin' friends, people, things, stuff.
Whatever club I'm in this time, you know, all these things.
And I'd always go, no plans. And I got this reputation, right, for absolutely doing nothing.
Hillbilly Jim,
Right. And, I mean, I have to say, I was kind of a little bit, you know, I was a bit put out by a while, you know, for a while there. I was thinking, people at the...
Not
I
so put out he's actually going to join anything. Or...
Yeah. But I saw a thing. You know your man that was in Friends, Matt LeBlanc?
I do, yeah.
Right. Famously, and on multiple occasions...
Right.
I saw a little clip put together from interviews. His greatest thing is to do nothing.
But there's a great benefit to it.
He said, honestly, if he has the choice, he will do fucking, and this is his quote, fucking nothing.
Yeah, but you know something, much like drink, you should do nothing responsibly. You know, not do it all the time.
Right.
You know, like, you
okay.
know. Yeah, I do agree with you. And nowadays, it's especially with the Gen Z, the younger folks in their 20s and all, they're brilliant at just saying to people, no, I'm not doing anything this weekend. Like, oh, do you want to meet me? No, you weren't listening.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything this weekend. Self-care and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to recharge. I'm just going to not talk to anyone. I'm going to eat loads of biscuits and watch some Netflix stuff. And
yeah.
If you call me, I'll ignore the call and then we'll see each other again.
I'd also like to just point out that, you know, this idea of
that
weekends,
would be your whole life. You would do 20 years like that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Because I was literally going to say, you know, we're talking about weekends, but...
Yeah.
Like the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Like yesterday afternoon and the day before that. And possibly even the day before that.
Yeah.
Once I got out of here and I went home and I had something to eat or whatever. Again, I did nothing.
Oh, there you go. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with
that. Now, I will agree, right? There are times you've kind of done nothing and then... Suddenly, I tell you, the problem with doing nothing during the week is, right, that you do nothing and you think it's great and you think you're cheating the world and you're sitting on your couch and it's whatever, maybe you put the telly on and it's the afternoon and then you get up from it, right? It gets to sort of evening time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in our world, you suddenly start thinking about you have to go to bed because you have to get up early.
Yeah.
And then you feel like, oh, and that was a feckin' load of...
A waste.
That was a waste, wasn't it?
Waste of a day.
That's what happens.
But that's just because you can't be happy with that. You know, you always find a way to give yourself grief. That's what that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't wait to do nothing. I did nothing. Well, fuck me anyway. What a lazy bastard. And then tomorrow, I'm going to do a million things. And you get up and go, wow, do you know something? That day went so fast, I felt like I didn't even get any benefit out of it. And then, you know, you'll find a way to give you will always
that is what happens. I do
find a way to give yourself a hard time.
And then I remember
time.
All of the things I should have done when I was doing nothing. And so I've lost all the joy out of the doing nothing.
Yeah, see, I've gotten good at that now. Whenever I do nothing, you know, Kelly will come back in and go, hey, if you want to help out, like there's laundry and... You could maybe do the shop and get some food and stuff for the babies. And I go, I don't really want to help out.
Yeah.
She's like,
you're giving me an option here.
Yeah, no, I'll get a takeaway. And what will the babies eat? Well, I
don't. They can have a chip, I suppose.
Yeah, they can have chips. I have fed those children things. That nobody would
technically
believe.
Weren't even food.
Yeah, technically,
yeah.
They have eaten.
Wrappers and everything. I'll eat this bit. You eat the wrapper.
Yeah, yeah.
Chew on that.
Just crunch it a load of times and think of carrots. but I have... yeah. And that's it. You'll always find a way to give yourself a hard time. To be fair, you will do.
I do tend to indulge in it, yeah.
Yeah. Even, like, you'd never get to the stage where you go, oh, jeez, I've had enough of that nothing now. I'll try to do something now. I'll get to... You'll just go, now look what I'm after doing to myself.
Yeah,
there now is a I'm bored.
Of, there is
I wasn't foreseeing boredom.
Yeah,
you never just say, now I'll do something else, or you know, you give yourself, you're very good at giving yourself a hard time.
Yeah,
very
and
good.
Also that also falls into that trap of, and we've spoken about this before for other things. You know, when you're an all or nothing person.
Yeah.
So you know
yeah.
those people we used to say about it that you know people and they say they're on a healthy eating plan or something, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then there's a day and something happens. Somebody brings in something and they end up having cake
or
they have a McDonald's breakfast
or
mince pies
or
whatever.
Yeah.
And then they go, ah, oh, for God's sake, well, there's no point now, is there?
Yeah.
Rather than just going, well, I just had that one thing.
Shouldn't have had that, but it's fine. It's only one.
I'll get
no
back on. No, it's all or nothing. No, sure, like, I may as well give up now.
Give me the packet. But other people want some. Fuck them. Give me the packet. I have to eat nine.
And order a takeaway for me tonight as well.
Yeah. And that's it for the weekend. I'm going to have 30,000 points just to make myself feel worse. There's no point in stopping now.
I'd be a bit
no
like
point
that
stopping
with, the,
now.
With the doing nothing bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, sure, Jays. Look, it's 3 o'clock now. The day's gone.
Yeah,
gone.
I get that now. In fairness, I do. I'm the same. And when it comes to that, like, we both have that in similar. When we crack, we crumble.
Yeah.
A crack is a crumble.
Yeah.
There's no
complete,
crack.
Oh,
put
yeah.
the, you know, paste the back
oh,
up.
Oh, raise to the ground.
Plaster the hole. There's none of that. It's right. That's it. Everything down. Everybody out. Start again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We may wait now till after Christmas.
Yeah,
New Year.
Yeah, I'm after having tomorrow in October. There's no point in doing that again until the spring. Patrick's Day. I'll do a Patrick's Day, I'll try again. But there's no point.
Yeah.
You know, there's literally, I had 2 points and a packet of crisps. That my health kick is over.
It's done. Yeah.
It's literally
and that's
pointless.
What I'm saying. I'm like that with it. So you might say, you know, whatever, I should have done. I don't know, I should have gone exercising, or I should have done that thing, or I should have done, I was meant to do that, you know, job in the house, or I was meant, and then you get, like, and it's only three, for everybody else, that's like, the whole day is ahead of
they're
you.
They're not even out of work yet.
Yeah, and you're looking like, oh, day's gone.
That's it, the day's
no
over
point,
now.
I may as well just leave it now. Sure. Anyway, that's me all over.
But you know when you set an imaginary time in your head, that something has to be done by, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. I'll go like, right, that's it. I'm going to get that done. And then by 2 o'clock, I'll be finished for the whole day. Right? And then it's 1:30. I go, I'll never get it finished by 2. I haven't even started. There's still time.
Yeah.
I'll never get it finished by 2. But that's the day. Like,
yeah,
I haven't even started. And I go, right, well, there's no point in doing anything now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's Thursday, so I'm
just going to sit back down, do nothing, and give out to myself for the rest of the day.
Until Monday morning. When I can start. And it might be a phone call.
Yeah.
It might be something as simple as a phone call.
But why do you always get inspiration or motivation or whatever at the wrong time?
Well, because...
Why do you always get that thing, right, where you go...
Because I like the idea of things. I don't like the reality of things.
I think that's it.
That's what
it
is. You know,
because just before you go to bed,
you want to go to that gig, AC/DC are playing, and AC/DC are playing in Jim's garden. It's a private party. It's free drink. Brian Johnson is going to be there. He says he can't wait to meet you. There's free food. And everyone that arrives gets €300. Would you like to go? Oh, my God, that sounds amazing. And then on the day, I'd rather eat a shite. I'd pay £300 just to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because the reality is, I liked the idea. I don't want the actual experience. I like the idea.
Absolutely correct. And the thing is that it's kind of, you get that, you know, that can happen to you on a daily basis as well.
Yeah.
You can get a situation where you're like, just before you go to bed or whatever, you're thinking, oh, do you know what I must do? I must do the, you know, that's it now. I'm going to sort myself out. I'm getting, you know, I'm going to go back to the gym, or I'm going to, or I'm going to get the house sorted now. That's been bugging me for months. I'm going to do that thing
paint
in the garage or whatever.
Cleaning shelves, anything.
You know, it hits you at that moment.
Yeah.
And then the next day,
I'm not doing it because I don't want to fucking do it.
It's raining.
I like the idea of it being done. You know?
Yeah.
I like the idea of the house being done. I like the idea of being chiselled and looking good and having good looking. I like the idea of my ears being on the right size of my head. I like the idea. I don't want to do anything about it. I don't really want to do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's okay. I think as long as you play fantasy with it, you know. We should be able to say to each other, come here, will you indulge your fantasy for me, Jim? And then Jim goes, yeah, go on, you've 2 minutes, right? I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do 300 press-ups and all. And then I'm going to get budgie smugglers with a dicky bow on them. I'm going to dance and I'm going to do the show from me board. And then I'm going to go off to Thailand for 2 months riding a motorbike and all.
Yeah.
I've no intention of doing it, but I want to have the idea with you.
So,
and then you go, okay, time up. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That was bullshit.
Yeah.
And then we move
now
on.
Now let's move on.
And I'm like, thank God.
You got it off your chest.
Yeah. And I go, thank God I don't have to do it.
So come here. Is that the same? Is that the same as procrastination, or is it just living in a fantasy world?
No, it's procrastination.
That's a great
word. That's
what
it is. Procrastination.
That's a great
word. Because
you're
essentially stroking your ideas.
Ego.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'd love that. Ooh, the new shells. Oh, the chisel body. Ooh, the squats and me. Oh, me hard bum would be amazing. Ooh, it would be. And then you know, and then it's done, and you go, yeah, no.
Yeah. Actually, do you know something?
Glad it didn't bother, to be honest.
That means that that's one step away, right?
Yeah.
From those people we often talk about that you encounter sometimes in your life, you know, especially in pubs with lads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who could have been.
Could
you
have
know
been
those
this
lads
and could have been
the,
that.
Could have been.
Didn't want to.
Oh, sure, when I was 12, I was regarded as one of the best in the country.
Yeah.
What happened there? Ah, just, you know, oh, sure, look, circumstances.
Homesick.
You know?
So
you didn't do anything? I was just saying, like, no, you know, but I'm just, it could have been. All right. What, did you do anything about it? Did you try? Well, I was just saying, it could have been.
It wasn't for me. Didn't want to leave the man around the mother. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you always find them. There's always kind of like...
Yeah, yeah. No, fairly, honestly, yeah, Jack Charlton, he was the Irish football manager in the 50s. And he told me, himself to my face, that he'd never seen anyone solo a beach ball the way, and would have come play for Ireland. I says, no, it's not for me.
Yeah.
And then I was walking down the street. Do you know who I met on O'Connor? Archie Gemmell, right? Yeah, and he dropped the football out of his jacket. I don't know why it was there. And I nutmegged him on O'Connor Street. And he says, you should play with me in Liverpool. I says, no, I'm not leaving Dublin. Love Dublin. Yeah. You're like, you're full of shit.
That's
no.
That's what I'm gonna...
Am I full of shit? Is Archie Gemmell full of shit? Because that's what you're saying.
That's what we're going to turn into. We're going to become those people.
Oh, I know.
We're going to be sitting there going, so I could have been. I tell you, I mean, I was very close indeed, actually, funnily enough, to being on the cover of Men's Health magazine, physique model cover there.
Yeah.
And what happened? Just, you know what I mean? Oh, it wasn't for, like, yeah. I was, just, you know what I mean?
Fella said to me.
Other people kept forcing food down my neck and all that.
Fella says to me, says, I've never seen a fella who looks so fat that he could just turn into a hunk. fella, you know, New York Radio Central, they rang me, says, will you come on and do the show? Do our breakfast show over there in
New
York.
That's what they said, yeah.
He says, we're doing for a fella that sounds like this, can you do that? I don't know you all the time. I says, I could, but I don't want to. I'm letting it go. Not for me.
We're building up a great stock of stories for when we sit down beside a bar.
Yeah, God bless my poor kids. At least your kids are old enough to know better. You know, stop it.
No, they stopped listening to me years ago.
Oh my God, can you imagine? You want to say, oh, I was world champion. I could have been. Weightlifter. Yeah. Carry two suitcases and everything. Same time.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. I'm looking here at a survey they have done about the average person and the average amount of attention they have for different things through their day and through their lives, right?
Right.
And genuinely, there's not one single thing that goes over 25 minutes. Not one single thing.
Right.
The modern attention span is so cut and so fractured, we can't do anything for more than 25 minutes without
switching off.
Without distraction. Wow. Anything at all. And they give a list of them. And
hang a second. Even like, but sure, most television shows, say a television show is an hour.
You'll pick up your phone, you'll be distracted in the middle of the show.
Actually, I can't, that makes perfect
sense. You'll hear a banger and go, what in the name of Jesus is going on out there? Or you'll think.
Or somebody will talk to you.
You'll turn around and go, we didn't put the bins out. You know, watch the TV show.
So 20 minutes is our tops, really?
And that's mega, mega tops. To be honest, I think these are exaggerated. Because I look at these things. Number one, having a conversation with your partner. They say 19 minutes, 17 seconds. That's the average for people. There's
before what? Before you get bored?
Before you start thinking, would you shut up? Jesus, will you stop talking, please? Oh, my God. Oh, you get a text and you think, all you're thinking is, oh, God, I want to look at the phone. She's 9. Hello. Oh, my God. Please stop talking. You know,
okay.
And she's the same with us. Like, I'm not saying this isn't a man-woman thing. This is just, you know, she's like, PJ, oh, my God. You're droning on like a, oh, God, this isn't a radio show. Please, you know. Yeah. It works both ways. And then they say playing with your kids 20 minutes, 6 seconds. Nobody. Hey, no. Honestly.
Is that before you get bored or they get bored?
I think you make a very valid point.
Because, I mean, whatever about you playing, kids, you know, kids do not want you talking at them. It's literally kind of like
not.
When you're talking to them. Now, look at I need to tell you this, and they're like, "Oh my God, is he still talking? You've only started."
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, yeah." And then they say, "Look at this. When a couple are together, and they might be together in the bedroom. You have to be careful what we say because there's still children awake, and they might have one of those long cuddles, right?" And they're saying
the special cuddles,
right? Yeah. They're saying that 19 minutes 27 seconds is the average. They're saying
what?
Are you actually mess? I'd be on my third set of knees. If that was the average.
It's hard to know what would go first. The back?
The
hips?
I would have had a hip replacement 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
If 19 minutes and 27 seconds was the average.
You'd have to stop for a meal and all.
What am I doing? Making a movie? Are you joking me? 19 minutes?
Yeah.
No
Steady
way.
On. Come on. I'll be raising expectations, for God's sake.
I mean, I get you have a hug, you have a Frenchie, you have a...
Okay, we don't need all the details.
Right, but and then you're 19 minutes after all of that.
Yeah.
Yes, who's of us?
And you think Kelly be complaining when you're talking to her?
Yeah.
My God, PJ, are you ever going to stop? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got places to go.
What is wrong with you? Yeah. Then in work meetings, are you joking? Jim, work meetings.
I'm not going to say anything.
17 minutes, they say, is the average.
We never get away with that.
I can't even get in the door. And I'm going, oh, Jim, I'm not able for this. Oh, Jim. Yeah. Oh, Jim. Why did they go on this
I thought
about?
I was going to get a kick in there because for elongating a meeting.
He does. He's an home.
It's just, sorry. It's just, what can I say? It's just a nice guy in me doesn't want anybody to feel bad about themselves. And it's very difficult to turn around to the people you're in a meeting with and say, do you know something? All of you are boring me to death. Oh. And I'm not really listening to what you're telling me.
But
so can we all just go?
Jim is outraged. If Jim was asked to a meeting, right, and they says, right, you're fired, and there was an awkward silence, Jim would feel, I better ask a question in case they feel bad. That's what he'd do.
That's kind of true.
Oh, can you run me through why?
Yeah,
because, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Just a couple of things.
And then he'd be leaving. But I hope you don't feel too, but you know.
The other one as well is, the other one that I noticed on the list when you popped it up was writing a text.
Writing a text.
Because this one is another one where I'm going to get a kicking. Because PJ will write a text literally...
Seconds.
It never gets
bam,
to it.
Bam, like, bam.
It's whatever comes into his head. He puts it on the phone and
see
sends
you later,
it.
On the way.
Whereas I'm...
Bam, bam, bam.
I'm literally Mr. Procrastinate.
Oh, my God.
Like, now, does that sound... That doesn't sound too forceful, does it? Should I put in? All right, and did I? Oh, I didn't miss any letters there.
Series of emojis would accurately sum up the text I have planning to write down in my head, so nobody gets the wrong idea?
I am bad like that.
Oh my God!
But I'm not. I'm not 11 minutes bad.
I think you are. I think you are. You're bad with us. You know. Hope you. You know. Hope you don't mind if I do this now. I'm not trying to say nobody has to do this. It's not really, don't go out of your way or anything. And if it puts anyone out, I honestly don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it might be a good idea. And you're like, you haven't even said what it is yet. You haven't even said.
Right. Can we stop talking about me?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Because in fairness, the only other person.
And
who...
I don't mean to go on about myself and all. You know, this is. Yeah.
The only other person who probably texts as fast as you do is probably the bomber.
And that's why he's completely illegible. You know, he texts. He's the fastest texter in the world. To the point you don't even know what he's on about. What do you want there? What take? Well, in Liverpool, nice. Good result there. Have to see you tomorrow. Holidays next week.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. I'm actually half afraid to say what I wanted to say, by the way, because John, who works here, literally just handed me, I will say he handed it to me a little bit late, a story about how lateness...
He'll be reported for that, I'm sure, won't he?
Oh, yeah, well...
Oh, we will bring that up.
Not by me. But he handed me a story about how lateness is in the workplace. LBC have done this survey, said, or this, not even a survey, it's something they've handed out to their staff, say it's completely unacceptable. It isn't just inconvenient, it isn't just rude, it's completely unacceptable. So thank you very much, John, unacceptably late, handing me the story on lateness. This is something that's very close to my heart. Jim knows this. I've been harping on about this for years, about how on time is late. You get there on time, or don't come at all. Stay gone. Feck off with yourself.
Did we happen to discuss this last week?
Yes.
Did it happen to be the morning after you'd been late for an event the night before?
And honestly, Jim, that is unacceptable. It's not right, Jim.
Again, just for those, in case you missed out on that conversation, last week PJ and myself had an appearance on the 6 o'clock show on Virgin Media because we were promoting the Dicky Dip. And again, I actually ended up telling the other guests, the lads from the Stall at podcast and and Conor Pope and everything, PJ rants about the absolute importance of not just being on time, but being early.
If you're
never
on,
being late.
Never being late.
And and has been on numerous occasions where we have to go anywhere late.
Well, I actually... you shut up.
Again, a brilliant retort there from...
I'm going to say, actually, I wasn't late. Okay.
Right, okay.
Because I'll tell you why, right?
Right.
Because much like these flutes in LBC, right? Late means... Hold on a minute now. Wait a minute. Late. So the show we're talking about was the 6 o'clock show.
Yes.
It started at 6.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I was there ready on air at 6.
Yeah.
Now, they said, be here at 5:15.
And you showed up about 5:40, was it?
On time. I think their 5:15 was an unreasonable expectation on somebody that we all know doesn't have to get ready. Right?
Yeah.
Whereas 5:15 is an acceptable time for Jim to be there. Yes, he has to come in.
In fact, I was actually there, I think, at about 5 o'clock.
My point exactly. He's more to fit in than I do. So he has to get there. He has to look spiffing.
And one person had a motorbike, which meant traffic wouldn't be an issue.
Yes.
Whoever that person was.
Again, my point is being made here that I shouldn't have to do things as quick as you. And that you have to get.
And then there was Clint was with us as well.
Our producer Clint, yes.
Yeah, to make sure that everything kind of went to basically be there just in case you didn't show up at all.
But
he had to take a public transport, and he was there even before I was.
Yeah, well, that's fine, and we were all there on time. In the end,
wow!
Right.
So the idea that being on time is late. Have we moved on from that now?
No, I think what the problem. Hold on now. Shut up for a minute. The whole problem that happened there was the expectation of a 5:15 was wrong expectation. That's fair enough for you and Clint, right?
Right.
You have to prepare yourselves. You turn up, you have to have anxiety and take pictures and have a snack or whatever it is. I don't care. I have to turn up and go, how are you? I'm ready to go.
Right.
Do you want me to fix your hair? No. Do you want to go to the toilet? I do that in my trousers if it comes up. No worries. We're ready to go.
Yeah. Get me wrong. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I've never had a problem with any of the times that you've showed up. I'm quite happy you just show up. You know what I mean? That's the level of my expectations. Just as long as he's here, that's grand. But it's you that makes a big deal out of being on other people being on time. Or more so early.
And it's very important that you're on time.
What?
Yes. Because when you get to a place, you've loads to do.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
Are you en route to work for a relative?
Yeah, now this is it.
And I mean paid work. Now, not to do a favour. I mean, are you heading to your job and your job has been working for... a relative?
Because we have just had a quite in-depth conversation about nepotism here, right? We read a story about nepotism in the workplace, and it says that career experts are finding nepotism is on the rise, and friends are the most common source of these opportunities, that like 62% of people have had a job or taken a job directly through ties with friends. 25% nearly were hired directly because of being related to people in the workplace, you know. It's like, oh, wow, oh, whatever. And then it sort of says, you know, networking is a huge thing. When it says networking, it gets so many people jobs. Almost everybody, like 80% of people, have got a job through networking, and nepotism is alive and well. Now, we sort of stood there for a second and went, hold on a minute. At what point is just... Networking is just how you get a job.
Exactly.
You try and get to know people, and you say, does anyone know anyone that's in this thing? And,
yeah. Networking is literally a business term now.
Yeah, like...
They encourage you to network, to go to networking events.
Don't just walk up to the forecourts and shout, hey, have you any jobs going here? You have to... There's a series of hoops you must jump through to study and learn and then get to know people and then...
Business is all about networking, and they're all, networking, get out there and, you know, and all that. That's considered good. And the flip side of it is, it's who you know, isn't it? It's who you know. Yes, it is who you know.
Of course it's who you know.
Yes, how else are you going to find out about it?
Now, that doesn't mean you have, you should of course be qualified for the job you get. But we all get jobs, you know, are given a chance because we know someone in some way or another.
Yeah,
you know?
Or they know you.
And we were just saying, you know, nepotism sort of comes if it's a big thing, right? Like if your dad owns a radio station, right? And then he gives you a job on the radio and you can't string a sentence together. And instead of firing you, they then go, right, we're going to hire 100 people.
Or even one lad to look after you for 4 hours a day or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. They hire one fella to look after you for the whole morning, right? And then no matter what you're doing,
they persevere with you. You know, no matter what, they keep at it.
Yeah.
Determined. You know, give you a salary.
And even then, if the other person is so good they win an award, you have to share it with the other agent. That is nepotism. That's wrong.
That's nepotism.
That's wrong, right?
Yeah.
But say if you own a shop, if you own a corner shop, and this is what Jim's point, you own a shop and you say your son has no job, you go, right, you can...
Yeah, you can do a bit for me.
You do a bit in the shop and you'll see how you get on. That's not nepotism. Because actually, your work life there is going to be harder.
That's true.
You've no human rights there.
Yeah.
You've no
I just saying to your dad, I think you'll find that paragraph 3 of the company handbook.
No, stick your head through the wall. Give me all that.
Imagine that.
You're not going home.
Yeah. I haven't had me lunch yet. Oh, lunch, is
have
it?
You not?
Lunch, is it? Who puts a roof over your head?
You're too fat, anyway. That's what your dad be saying to you. The size of your head, you don't even need lunch.
Yeah.
You'll be eating the plastic and everything to stay.
Yeah.
And you're like, Dad,
you're right.
Steady on.
There is a difference. There is a difference.
Don't, if you leave now early, don't come home to the house tonight. I'll lock you out.
Yeah. And there's and apart from anything else, there's a big difference between that level, you know, and whatever of like, okay, because for a start you think, well, I can trust family. Somebody's not going to rip me off, maybe. So you might give it to somebody
and as time goes on, you get
that's
to know
very
other
different
people.
To the CEO of, you know, whatever. Microsoft.
Yeah, and he gives
appointing his son as, you know,
his half-wit son who can't do anything. Yeah. So they have to create a new job for him.
Yeah.
And he sits in a room watching sport all day or whatever it
is. And as you always say, gets promoted upwards and just to be out of the way.
He's terrible, or he's harassing or bullying. Yeah, so they promote him upwards to get him away from those people.
Give him the corner office. Yeah.
That to me is nepotism.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, your elf had given you a job in his business and you're thinking, I wish I could get a job anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because he is absolutely ruining my life.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he's literally hiring you, not because you're his son. It's because he knows he can get away with paying you less.
Paying you less.
You know,
and calling
that's
you.
That's not even the minimum wage, Dad. Oh, is it not?
Is it not, yeah. Hold the light. Hold the bleeding light, I'll batter you.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. There's more and more social consciousness these days about, you know, what you do and what you say and trying to, you know, think about the people around you. And the Daily Mail have a great thing today in it where it says, are you an energy vampire? Seriously, ask not just yourself, but please just ask your friends. Are you an energy vampire? Are you a soul-sucking, don't-stop-for-breath, pain the droning on, like, one individual who is, even though people probably really like you and love you, but when you come, they start going, oh, here we go, mother of God, oh, jeez, you know.
So somebody, a person who just takes, well, quite literally all the energy out of the room,
yeah,
but just brings the mood down, brings the kind of vibe down.
And makes you want to escape, like literally. So they've broken it down into different categories and everything. So the chatterbox, that's the constant droner. They don't even have to talk about themselves. It can be stuff that, in fact, it's worse, I think, when they talk about something that they have barely an interest in themselves. Jim has a famous story of a man who gave him, he stopped him in a pub. And he says, and he said, I'll tell you how a generator works. Now, straight away, nobody cares, right? Nobody cares. And he had Jim on the spot for like 20 minutes or something going, and then you put a diesel in there. You can get a petrol generator, but I prefer a diesel one. And it goes in, and it's like an engine, much the same as a car engine, suck, push, bang, blow. And where the ethos is the same, but, here's a rule. If when you're telling someone a story, at any point, you think to yourself, oh God, you have to say to the other person, I might be boring you, this is boring, stop me. Or I'm probably driving you mad here, or I'll finish now in a second, or I hope I'm not. Anything like that. It's too late. It's too late.
Yeah, they've thought it long before you did.
Yeah, it's too late. Just shut up and walk away.
Right.
Don't even ask the question. Just say, I'll leave it there and shut your mouth and walk away.
Right. That's the way to avoid being an energy vampire.
Because if you ever think I might be dull, you were dull ages ago.
Yeah.
Ages ago.
Because most really dull people don't have any dull awareness, do they?
Yeah,
they're not aware that they're being dull.
No. And then there's the negative Nellies. We know one of them. You know, the negative Nellies.
Thank God it's radio.
You can't talk about
it. Supposed to be pointing.
Hey, the negative Nellies. Pointing right at them. We know one of them.
Right.
You know them. They're going, oh, you're not going to believe what's happening now.
Yeah.
You know, and what happened?
It's awful, isn't it?
Oh,
what's awful?
What's awful? What's awful?
No
teabags. I was driving over 26 minutes to get a parking space. And they come in, there was no teabags or anything. And they only have the full fat milk. And I don't like the full fat milk. I like the super milk. And then I had to go there. I got a sling of bread there and there was 3 heels in it. The only half cut a heel. I can't eat that. Should I choke if I tried to eat? Oh, God. Just please stop moaning.
Yeah.
Just stop moaning. You know, the
So, Chatterbox. Yeah. Negative Nelly.
Yeah. And then
how many are we talking here?
I'm five here, yeah.
Five?
Yeah. The gossip, you know, we all know the gossip.
Okay, yeah.
Look at your man's after the old day in the old state. You know what he did the last day. And you know, it's only getting started. And, you know, the gossip. And then there's the showboat, who constantly and consistently only talks about one subject, which is themselves.
Okay.
Don't see much wrong with
I'm
that.
I'm very familiar with that.
Don't see much
particular
wrong with
that. Particular type of energy
obviously
vampire.
Obviously not the type of energy vampire that's as bad as the other one, so we'll move quickly on.
Okay.
And then there's the eternal victim and the martyr. And you know these, you know, what did I do? He's all, I'm in trouble again. What did I do? You know these, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I only said to him that I think he should probably think about his fashion and maybe change it. He's after losing the head. So what should I do? You know these people?
I do. You know? Yeah.
I'm after asking for tuna and they gave me tuna with mayonnaise, but that's tuna. I didn't realise there was going to be that much mayonnaise. What did I do to deserve this?
Wow.
You know, I can't believe I have to go to work today. I just can't believe it. You get paid $150,000 and it's Wednesday. Where do you think you'd be going? It just doesn't seem very fair to be honest. I'll have to go again. You know, eternal victim mentality.
Do you have to say, I'm fighting your energy vampire. It's very entertaining.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a bad thing.
Well, apparently I suffer fools very gladly, it seems.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.